The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time zone you are in the country. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. And we're with you on this May Day. Oh, gosh, it's Commie Day. I didn't even know. That holds more significance to me than April 1st, which is just a fooly day until you realize that May Day is really Communist Day, May 1st, 30 days later. And if this is Monday, then it must be Hamburger Day. Oh, no. It's Ron McDonald. By the way, Ron. How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, but I'm not certain you're doing okay.
And you would say that because it sounds like I'm on drugs today, or what?
Well, no, that was yesterday. But as far as
no, that was Sunday, and you and I no. And you and I didn't talk yesterday.
This is true. Okay. It's true. Okay. No, I'm considering what you've told me before the before the show. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I just like to come up and kick in the male's private parts, you know, a little bit before we go on air.
Well, just, that certainly did.
just to get your juices flowing, that is. folks, there is a mad black man, probably part of Black Lives Really Don't Matter, in U of U of T down here, University of Texas. Mike, how many people he stabbed and killed? One and wounded four others. Three others. Okay. And do we know any more information other than the black guy just went Black Lives Matter and showed that he had no regard for anybody's life? Okay. His name isn't Muhammad, is it? Okay. Well, we'll bring you any further information when we have the updates. Wow. A lot of strange stuff going on. Ron, I was watching the Fox Business News this morning. No, folks, I don't watch Fox Business for an inside tip of what the stock market's doing. These are the apologists. These are the ones that are, buy this stock, buy that stock. You know, they're the cheerleaders, the front men for Wall Street. But Donald Trump just did something I might have to retract, and I might have to put a foot back on the Trump train. At least to ride it for a little while down the rails. Donald Trump said he's actively considering a breakup of giant Wall Street banks, giving a push to efforts to revive a Depression-era law separating consumer and investment banking. Mm. Now, this may be a little bit, you know, after the barn door burns, you know, the horse, and you know. But better late than never. He said, I'm looking at it right now. Trump said of breaking up banks in a 30-minute Oval Office interview with Bloomberg News. There are some people that want to go back to the old system, right? So we're going to look at that. Now, Trump has also said he's open to increasing a U.S. gas tax to fund infrastructure development. In a further sign that policies unpopular with the Republican establishment are under consideration in the White House. He describes higher gas taxes as acceptable to truckers. He said, I have one friend who's a trucker, he said. And he says, as long as the proceeds go toward fixing the roads. In other Trump news, Trump said he'd be willing to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un against the recommendations of his political advisors to avert a military confrontation with a U.S. adversary. He also said the Republican replacement for the Affordable Care Act would protect Americans with pre-existing conditions at least as well as Obamacare. Oops. Yeah. You better rethink that one, Mr. President. Now, here we roll around to the Glass-Steagall. During the presidential campaign, Trump called for a 21st century version of the 1933 Glass-Steagall law that required the separation of consumer and investment banking. The 2016 Republican Party platform also backed restoring the legal barrier, which was repealed in 1999 under a financial deregulation signed by then-President Bill. A handful of lawmakers blamed the repeal for contributing. It didn't just contribute, it was the major factor in the 2008 financial crisis, an argument that Wall Street flatly rejects. Well, go figure. Trump couldn't unilaterally restore the law. Congress would have to pass a new version. Now, Trump officials, including Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin, is that how you say his name? Mnuchin? Ding dong, the witch is dead, witch old witch, the wicked witch. Maybe he's a munchkin, I don't know. And National Economic Council Director Gary Cohn have offered support for bringing back some version of the Glass-Steagall. Though they've offered scant details on an updated approach, both Mnuchin and Cohn are former bankers who work for Goldman Sachs Incorporated. And some are of the contention that they still do. And Ron, what I said about this, people ask, you know, what's these Goldman Sachs bankers showing up? I said, look, what better way to know the intricacies in the thinking? Well, you can waterboard your adversary, or you can bring him in. And Uncle Joe taught us this, Joe Stalin. He said, you keep your friends close, but you always keep your enemies closer. That way you always know what your enemy's up to. I may be full of malarkey on that one, but maybe I'm right. I don't know. But I do know that there are the Goldman Sachs group surrounding our president, and, you know, they don't want to see any changes. Now, the KBW Bank Index of 24 major U.S. lenders has climbed as much as 1.2% before Trump's comment, before dropping about 1 percentage point. In other words, what they were saying on Fox Business is, man, the bank stocks, they just fell through the floor. Then all of a sudden, they picked themselves up, and they were right back where they were before this news got out there. Now, on the issue of economic stimulus, Ron, in order to have an economy, and have a viable economy, what is the one necessary foundation that you would need to conduct business on a prolonged basis? Let's put it that way.
Well, I would say a stable currency with a commodity backing it.
And give that man a Cupid doll, because he's 100% right, ladies and gentlemen. And up to this point, Ron, I've been watching Trump. I've been on the Trump watch, as people know, and I've been watching him very closely. So we get the Goldman Sachs people in and around Trump, and he's doing things, and then there are some things he's not doing. Well, he said, you know, this tax cut, that's going to create 3 million jobs. Well, you know, I applaud those 3 million people that are going to go back to work, but what about the 89 million that aren't? And they aren't because didn't we have this, they call it a banking crisis, Ron, but I call it the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by human beings in recorded human history. And that was the ripoff by the major banks over the mortgage-backed security deal. And then we learned that, well, the banks didn't learn their lesson. They did the same damn thing with auto loans as well. And they got a bunch of people out there driving. I feel sorry for the repo guys, because you know what? You're going to have to work 25 hours a day, because people are reneging on those loans because they can't afford to pay for them. But they did the exact same thing. They lowered the standards in order to get into a new car. Now, whether you could pay for it or not, they don't give a crap. Company sold the car. Dealership made their money. Customer drives down the road. For how long? Yeah, that's yet to be determined. Now, he said that, okay, 3 million people, we do a tax stimulus plan. put 3 million people back to work. That's great. But now I'm starting to see him nibble around the very issue that you and I just spoke about. A viable economy with a solid currency, of which we don't have right now. We've been hearing that the dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. Hell, they were saying that 10 years ago. I don't even know what it is now. But we are in some deep doo-doo here with debt. And his idea about the gas tax, and all things being equal, would you rather have him, Ron, doing it by way of a tax or borrowing the money from the banks that you and I have to pay the interest to the middleman on?
Are you actually asking me?
That was not a rhetorical question, my co-host.
It was the first option, I believe. Well, you know, when you're saying that, I'm saying, what insanity is this that people don't equate debt with slavery? They're one and the same thing.
It's called MasterCard and Visa. No, we have been conditioned. We've been conditioned to the point that we think inflation is a natural thing. Okay, kind of like if you're out in the sun too long and you don't use sunscreen, you get a sunburn. Everybody knows that, don't they? Well, everybody knows the reason why prices are going up. It's inflation. But nobody ever takes the time to explain what inflation is when they use it in exactly the reverse term. In other words, it's devaluation of the currency itself that inhibits you from buying the product at last week's prices, okay? And more, here's the thing. More and more people are finding out about this. Now, if I were a banker right now, I wouldn't know what are the crap, wind my wristwatch, get drunk, or get out of the banking business. I wouldn't know what to do. Because it is a marked system. Everybody is starting to find out about it. Which spells disaster for the globalist, and what I've said before, folks, who started the global banking thing, who started communism, who started the New World Order, ferret it out. Prove it to yourself. I'm not going to waste time talking about it again today. But do your due diligence. Don't let me convince you. Go convince yourself. And if you get confused by the facts, well, you're in the wrong place. Because facts do matter.
Yeah. You know, no, just a point, because it deals with inflation. Even the colonies would not accept script backed by 100% of commodity because the script itself would inflate. So, I mean, this is why we didn't have notes going throughout this system. This is why it was banned. Emmett Bell's credit was banned from the Constitution.
Well, and funny you should mention that, because we have a lot of people and agencies that don't want to follow the Constitution. You and I were talking earlier today about Mike Parsons. Mike Parsons, I've had him on this program before. And Mike Parsons was one of these guys that ran for mayor down in Tipton County, Tennessee. Well, he caught him. He got the screenshots. He proved without a shadow of a doubt that they flipped the vote. He won the mayor of whatever little city he was running in. Mike, do you remember what city that was in Tennessee Mike Parsons ran for mayor? Okay, well, he's putting his thinking cap on so I can keep talking. At any rate, he caught him dead to rights flipping the vote. He had actually won that election. Well, he got into some legal tussles with some of the people down there in that fair county, and he went to seek relief from an Indian tribe up in Canada, and I discovered today that the FBI went up to Canada. And where's the FBI's jurisdiction, by the way, folks? I thought it was CONUS here, Continental United States. No, they went up to Canada to arrest this woman that was the head of this Indian nation. And another weird thing happened today. Pat Parsons was at work, and she gets a phone call. It was from the FBI. And the FBI was calling her at work because she wasn't at home. Oh, did I miss something here? Oh, that's right. The FBI were at her home. Or no. No, let me clarify that. The FBI was in her home to serve a warrant. But don't you know that the son of a guns, they were nice enough to make out a detailed list of the stuff that they'd stolen. Nice of them. So she called me with this, and I said, look, she says, I don't know whether to go home. I don't know if there's going to be police tape up around my house. I'm going to show up. I'm going to get arrested. I said, Pat, I said, slow your roll here for a second. Think about what you're saying to me. The FBI called you at work because you weren't home. They were in your home. I said, don't you think that they knew where you worked? If the FBI wanted you, you'd be in custody right now. And they'd be going through your house. They wouldn't even bother with a rubber stamp warrant. And I said, what they have done is illegal. Now, forget the fact, folks. I know they can't do that. They can't do... No, but they are doing it. They've been doing it for years. The FBI can come into your home when you're not there, rifle through your wife's underwear drawer, your nightstand, look at your girly magazines, copy your hard drive on your computer, or just take the whole damn thing. Doesn't matter to them. And they don't even have to leave a card in your house telling you that, oh, no, it was the other set of criminals that came in and ripped you off. I said, now, this is the standard practice anymore, that we keep doing this stuff until somebody digs their heels in, makes a court case. It has to get bumped all the way to the Supreme Court to have the Supreme Court rule, okay, well, it looks like that may be unconstitutional because it violates what? The Fourth Amendment? Do you think? And how many other of our constitutional amendments? I said, so they knew where you were at. This is just their form of, we're Billy Badasses with badges and we can do whatever we want. What are you going to do about it? Okay, so the suggestion I made to her, and you and I talked about this, and I thought it was a pretty good way to go. And she needs an attorney. Yeah, folks, I know it's a barred card carrying member of the court. No, I get it. But you see, what they're doing now is anybody that's claiming the straw man, anybody is questioning the court's a standing, per se, with common law or just common sense law, let's put it that way, you know what? They've been looking at this for a number of years, and they were stymied. They didn't know what to do because we were actually bringing stuff up that would have to be, gosh, it'd have to be really examined, and are they doing the right thing? Well, you and I know they're not doing the right thing, but that's not going to stop them. They're going to continue to do it until somebody tells them, you can't do that anymore. Now, and Ron, I reported this. I don't know if I mentioned this when you were on with me, but this new program that they have, Knock and Talk, that's 60 to 80,000 times a year the cops are doing this, and they knock at your door, most times in the middle of the night, and they'll keep knocking until you answer. And once you do that, it's pretty much like an open invitation because you opened up the door. They have a right to be in your living abode. Whether it's an apartment, your own property, doesn't matter. This is one of their neat, nifty little tools that they're now using. Folks, you know, enough of this. Enough of all of this. Now, I might sound a little bit up today because I am. And I'll tell you the reason why I am. Because it's forcing us to make a decision. Are we going to accept, on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect country, laws are abided by, constitution is, bad guy goes to jail, good guy whistleblower that put the bad guy in jail is exonerated and said he's a hero? Or are we going to accept less than that? On that little legal Richter scale, are we going to? I think we're at about a 2.5 right now. Are you going to be comfortable with 4.5 or 5.0? I don't think we've ever been a 10% or a 100%, I should say, country. At one point in time, I'd put it at about a 9.5. But like I said, we're at 2.5. Would 5 make you feel better? Would you settle for that? Here's the question I'm asking you for. I'm looking for the answer. Are you willing to back the Constitutional Republic again? This is the only reason I am not in jail, folks. They know it, and I know it. Because I'm just asking for what's legal, lawful, constitutional, and proper.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, John.
Hello.
You know, in terms of talking about the economy and about this idea of bringing jobs back from abroad, I've listened to a variety of different talk radio pundits who hold forth on this topic and this thing. And, you know, one fellow is saying something very interesting lately, and that is that it's not really viable to invest in and rebuild factory, you know, productive factory infrastructure in an economy that's on the verge of default, and that Trump may well have to wait until after the economy crashes to reestablish, reinvestment in infrastructure and factories and making things here in America, which kind of makes sense when you think about it. I mean, not really that viable to sink billions into physical plant and training and all that sort of stuff for personnel just to have the economy crash. That'll bring down your efforts.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait till the economy crashes first and then come in to pick up the pieces and reestablish and reinvest, that may actually be more viable. And I'm thinking there may be some sense to that.
Well, but Glenn, you know, I always hearken back to what happens when the inner city folks get their welfare cut off. Their EBT cards are not charged.
I'm not implying that that's not going to be disastrous. Implying that the disaster is coming anyway, and that the numbers are so daunting and unfathomable that there's just no way to even if you with 90 million Americans unemployed, even if you got 500,000 really great, high-paying factory jobs in place, that's still only a minute fraction of the problem.
I understand. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, let me ask you, Glenn. We're at God knows how many trillions of dollars, over $100 trillion in debt. Why hasn't it crashed already? I mean, we've had decades of it being up there into the trillions. What do you think prevents it from crashing?
Well, the Fed playing number games with the quantitative easing and that sort of thing. They just keep doing, keep juggling the numbers, kicking the can down the road. And I think maybe their control of the system is so total that they can just do whatever they want with the numbers.
Pretty much.
I don't know.
I remember Alan Greenspan during an interview, and the interviewee was asking Mr. Greenspan about the Federal Reserve, and he said, well, it's not part of the government, it's a private corporation, and they're not privy to know what we do, nor do they have any say in what we do. And that...
Right, well,
And that
duality... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that, my dear friend, is the problem, that we do not have a constitutional money system, that the Congress...
Well, of course.
Okay, Glenn, go ahead.
The duality that I see, the choice, I mean, there's ample historical precedent for, the Roman Jubilee, the Israeli Shemitah, the wiping of the books, the deliberate reset. And that would not, by any means ruin the lifestyles and the power and the influence of the central bankers. It would simply make things better for the common people. So the question is, do these people really want to precipitate horrific societal destruction and death of millions? I mean,
who are we talking about? Who's the they?
It's the central banking, the Rothschild, Rockefellers, the families that own the handful of central banks that make up the Federal Reserve system.
Ron, you want to handle this one?
Yeah, well, let me say this. As far as your concerns about the economy collapsing, we do have the 73rd Congress that passed Senate Resolution 62, Document 43, and that was passed April 17th, 1933. And that explains what the crisis is when they crash the economy. And here's what it says. The ultimate ownership of all property is in the state. Individual so-called ownership is only by virtue of government. Example, law amounting to mere user. And use must be in accordance with law and subordinate to the necessities of the state. We don't own anything.
Right.
If the economy crashes, we never had it in the first place.
Glenn, I've got to take a break. I'm not done with you yet. Please hang on. Let's go to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's work.
All right, we're back. By the way, I just wanted to mention this briefly. Somebody had sent me over Texas Supreme Court cases, and I am going to pass this along to Ronald McDonald for his enjoyment and perusal, and we will talk about this probably next Monday, at any rate. Glenn, are you still there?
I am.
Yeah, okay. So let me understand your premise here. You're saying what? That it's better not to have a crash or to have a crash or...
No, I'm saying that if the crash is indeed inevitable, perhaps, you know, some are thinking that they may want to precipitate, that Trump himself may want to precipitate the crash sooner rather than later so that the economy, so that the recovery can then begin sooner. Mm-hmm. If it is, then this is based on it being whether or not it is inevitable.
Well, it actually, Glenn, it should have all fallen down. The House of Cards should have come tumbling down. Actually back in 08, or at least by 09, when we discovered what the banks had really done. Nobody got investigated, nobody got questioned, nobody was put on trial, and certainly nobody went to jail. And I understand what you're saying here, but it should have happened, 9 years ago now? Should have happened...
Right, well, yeah. At the time we ended up with bailouts in the form of TARP and TALF and stuff like that, and
right.
QE... and all that.
Right.
Now, we think we've seen in Cyprus, we've seen the trial balloon for bail-ins.
Mm-hmm.
So if there, you know, if this time around, given that things are, you know, orders of magnitude worse.
Yeah, and Glenn, you left out a pretty important component to that Cyprus bail-in. The tacit admission from the banks themselves going, well, this isn't the customer's money anyhow. It belongs to us.
Right. Well, according to them, we ourselves are owned by them. We and all of our productive potential. We are mere chattel in their eyes.
Well, you're a taxpayer or a voter is what they call it. Yeah. All right.
Right.
All right, Glenn, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. I don't know, Ron. That's an interesting question. Should we?
It is, but when we're not actual players in the game, and we can't be players in the game if we have no horse in the game, basically.
Oh, but you do. You do. You're being used like the sweaty little pony that they're running the legs off of.
Yeah. Well, the donkey, actually.
Yeah.
Because we're not very bright. And the thing is the manipulation of the economy is all done just by playing an illusion on the American people. And not only America, but across the globe. It's a game that's been played on all the populations of every country in the world. And we just don't get it yet, for some reason. We haven't got a clue. And we're not to fall under that. But yet we're giving consent every time we fill out a tax form, every time we get a driver's license or a doctor's degree or whatever we do, we give consent that we agree with the system the way it is. And compared to the Constitution, the federal Constitution, are we supposed to be in this mess? According to that, no.
Hmm. A couple other issues here. Yeah, and, you know, really, Donald Trump has shown that he has a penchant for creating executive order. What would prevent him from calling the United States Treasury up and saying, look, this is an order from the president. I want you to print up $1 trillion in United States notes. And when the system collapses, whether it is helped into collapse or if it just collapses of its own dead debt weight, that we replace the currency that's in circulation out here right now, and we deal with the Federal Reserve and their lawsuits, which I'm sure would be coming fast and furious, when we stop dealing with the Federal Reserve, because it is a private corporation for profit that we have absolutely no control of. That has been the sticking point all of these years.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing stopping Trump from doing that, except one little event in history, and it's called the Kennedy assassination. Because Kennedy did that. He started producing certificates backed by silver.
Yes. The who, what, where, when, and but never the why. We seem to be stuck on the grassy knoll, and I've seen just recently new documentaries coming forth that, yes, the guy that was in the book tower, yeah, he's the one that did wholly and solely the assassination of President Kennedy. Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. I have another caller. I got my caller screen covered up. Can you post it on that other screen there? If you could do that, I'd be most appreciative. In the meantime, tell me who I got. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good day, John. John, speaking of what you're just talking about, we think the word you're looking for is goim, and you're the cattle, and the wise man of Zion, whatever the book was of elders, that's what we are. We're the cattle, the goim. That's what we are. Actually, the word you're looking for is goim.
I was I wasn't aware I was looking for that. Well, thank you.
But yeah, I think that's, what is goim. And, John, what's going on, what's really making me sick is all these illegals are protesting all over the United States today, and you got this Chucky Schmucky Schumer, this Zionist, who's trying to act like he's a real wimpy, loving-dovey little thing, but he's telling that he donates money to the State of Israel and they have a wall around Israel, but they're telling the white Anglos and Christians in this country, bend down and grab your ankles while we flood this country with all these illegals, and you got Americans, black and white, can't even find jobs. It's unbelievable, and Trump's trying to stop it, and you got all these Zionists in this. Look, John, you got four Supreme Court justices that are Zionists, and they're only 2% of the population. Something's terribly wrong here.
But hold on here. There's some good news there. Justice Kennedy is going to resign. He's 80 years old, which is going to give Trump another pick for the Supreme Court.
Well, that's great. What about the little midget? You got to get rid of that little Ginsburg. I mean, Kennedy's one thing. He's a leftist.
Well, let's not forget let's not forget her husband is the standard bearer for let me get this right. I don't want to get sued over an improper thing here. Let me think of the proper name here. The Man Boy Love Association, NAMBLA. Yeah, he was one of the cheerleaders for NAMBLA. So let's not forget let's not forget what this shrunken up old little midget, this prune you've been talking about.
Well, you know, John, she wears elevator shoes. She has to put those special elevator shoes on to act like she's even five, so she can act like she's 5 foot tall.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
You know, going down, take her off her little platforms, and she just disappears. Maybe she's just another munchkin. Who knows? All right, Tom, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
One more thing, John. I'd like to say one more thing, John, though, if I could. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Yeah, John, one more thing I want to say is with the Supreme Court, you know, it's appalling because of the Supreme Court's activity with this illegal immigration. They know this is illegal, but when you're coming and doing something, you're breaking the law. It's called illegal, and that's the word that's on the books as far as laws. It's illegal, but they're not doing nothing. This has been going on for years.
Okay, but has there been a case that's been put before the Supreme Court that they have to make a finding on? I don't know, Ron. Has there been? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Well, at least I haven't heard of it.
I haven't either. What you're seeing, and thank you for your call, and what I'm seeing out there is more the politically minded activist federal judges that are doing this, that are trying to block Trump's sanctuary city. No, you're not going to do that. Well, down here in Texas, well, guess what we've just done? We've said no sanctuary cities. So half the population of Houston, let me see, I can almost see the human caravan from here going south over the border. This has been supported by people in government that they're of this stripe and not of this earth and certainly not of a constitutional republic. They're operating in a different manner than what the law prescribes, that just on the issue of equity and fairness and humanitarian needs and all the snowflake issues, they're going to act. People like Charles the Possum Schumer is going to be not even a footnote in history, because one way or another, folks, I'm here to tell you this, one way or another, either we win or they win. So you know what happens when they win. That means we don't. We're going to be relegated to the dustbin of history. But what I've been asking for all these years, the people within this system itself, within these agencies, have finally said, you know what? Enough is enough. What if you had 1,000 whistleblowers a day? You had 10,000 whistleblowers a day. They're all yelling foul, all yelling criminality. Are they going to shut every one of them up? And what happens to the excited population? What happened when Donald Trump spoke and he was speaking our language? People were crawling over each other to get a better look at Donald Trump. Now, we understand the world of politics in a deep state, and I'm not talking about the deep state that the media keeps referring to. I'm talking about the world shakers and movers, the ones that want the new world order, the people that want their world banking. They want their middleman profits off of something they need to neither produce or take not one drop of sweat comes off of their brow, but they've been feeding off of us for a number of years. I'm telling you, this one day, if we keep up the pressure, this is why I got excited a couple of years ago, folks. Remember when you wanted to be politically correct and they turned up the heat, that you were some kind of anti-government, misogynist, crotch-grabbing freak? that everybody out there started to shut their mouths because you didn't want to be singled out. You didn't want to look like you were going contrary to being a fair person, or at least you didn't want to be picked on. I warned you about that a couple of years ago. Now is the time. We outnumber these clowns 1,000,000 to 1. Now is the time to stand up and just say no. Well, I guess that concludes the show today. Thank you very much, Ron McDonald. I'm out of here. Last word. It's true. It is true.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Well, let me illustrate a... Oh, Trump, man. Duterte, President Duterte from...
Yeah. The Philippines.
He invited this guy to the White House, Trump did. Oh, God, the left's going crazy. And I actually heard this on... Fox Business Report, and it's a report from Bloomberg. And I'm looking at this, so I decided, let's take a look at it. Let's see what they're so upset about. Well, this is what they're upset about. President Duterte has vowed to eradicate all traces of Rothschild financial criminality from the Philippines, announcing he will no longer respond to pressure or financial blackmail from the U.S. government or the Rothschild-controlled global banking institutions. Would you like me to read that again, or did you hear that, Ron?
No, I heard it, and it's saying from the United States. Who's pushing the Rothschilds?
The president, who claims to have killed cartel bosses with his own hands, is not one to be bullied, and he has now set his sights on cleaning up the financial corruption in his country, promising to drive them out like the scavengers that they are. Is he talking about the drug dealers or the money dealers? Well, before Rodrigo Duterte assumed the office of president, the Philippines was suffering from the effects of an IMF World Bank-imposed austerity and privatization that exploited its people and resources. It was also one of Asia's most corrupt and troubled nations. Now, through the Filipino people, through strong showings of popular resistance over a period of years, were able to curb some of the most rampant crony corruption. Many of the shackles imposed by these Rothschild-controlled institutions remained. Duterte rode into power campaigning on a ticket of major change, but unlike Western politicians who pay lip service to change before letting down their supporters, the Philippines president has delivered on his promises in spades. During the election campaign, Duterte urged the people to kill him if he failed to resolve crime and corruption in the country during the first 6 months of his term. I love this guy. I'm moving to the Philippines. Over 1 year into his term, and he's delivered on his promises, he's now famous for more than calling President Obama a son of a whore at a regional summit in Laos last year. Much to the Rothschild-controlled international community's outrage, Duterte is shooting from the hip and cleaning up his country. In 2016, after warning those involved in narcotics trade that it's either you kill me or I'm going to kill you, an astonishing, are you ready for this, Ron? An astonishing 1,007,153 narcotics criminals surrendered to the government, and 73 government officials were arrested for involvement in the illegal drug trade. Billions of dollars worth of narcotics were seized, showing that that can be done in a short time frame if the problem is tackled seriously. Now, the president is going after tax-dodging oligarchs and multinational corporations who haven't paid a cent for decades. The elites and their media empires held former regimes to ransom. But they have no power over Duterte, and they're actually paying up. Now, how does Duterte get away with taking on the rich and powerful? It's simple. He boasts a massive 83% popular approval rating across the country. The oligarchs cannot use the mainstream media to destroy him because the people don't trust what the media says anymore. Any of this sound familiar to you, Ron?
Yeah, well, I was there for 2 years. They use guns to persuade their politics. I remember when I was in a small town, the man running for mayor was assassinated. The woman went in with hired guns and took over the mayor's office and controlled the little town herself. That's the way they do business.
You know, that just reminded me of something. I used to work for a photograph company, and we went down to, I think it was a Walmart in Hazard County, Kentucky. And after work, you know, my partner and I, we'd sit out by the hotel drinking a beer, just shooting the crap, whatever. And we kept hearing these gunshots. You know, every once in a while you just hear a bang, bang. And I asked the local law enforcement there as a sheriff deputy, and I said, what are these gunshots I keep hearing? He says, that's the whole people's way of dealing with things. And that's all he said and walked away. I thought, oh, okay. At any rate, let me get back to this. Well, Duarte delivers. When he says he will eradicate all traces of Rothschild financial criminality from his country, there's no question he will follow through despite the inherent risk. Now, the IMF Fund and the U.S.-dominated World Bank have been major players in the global economic landscape ever since their creation in 1944. But those international banking organizations, which are privately controlled by the notorious Rothschild banking family, first pressure nations to deregulate their financial sector, allowing private banks to loot their economies. Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Let's take this break. My guest today, Ron McDonald. I'm your host, John Statman, and we'll continue with the truth right here on RBN.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some more Double Plus good news for today. Evidently, an FBI impaneled grand jury is going to come up with indictments against Hillary Clinton by way of the Espionage Act.
Wow.
Any rate. So anyhow, getting back to this, these international banking organizations, which are privately controlled by the notorious Rothschild banking family, the first pressure nations to, as I said, to regulate their financial sectors, and then the private banks to loot the economies. Now, once the governments are forced to bail out their deregulated financial sector, the IMF or the World Bank sets up a loan package written in secret by the central bankers and finance ministers that undermine the national sovereignty and force them to adopt policies of austerity that harms workers, families, and the environment. I don't know about the environment, but I guess by extension that does. But, you know, here's the deal. The Philippines have become the first Asian country to grow wise to the ruse. They've worked hard to gain financial independence and are now in the process of kicking the Rothschild-controlled banks the hell out of their country. The Philippines' transformation under Duterte proves that any nation, no matter how impoverished and troubled, can throw off the shackles imposed by the international bankers and trade in death and destruction and return the power to the people. And where have I heard that one before? Is it possible, Ron McDonald, that Trump is setting this up to kick the bankers the hell out of this country?
I believe it is possible. Only time's going to tell if he does. I mean, why would he surround himself with people that have more knowledge of the economy than anything else, you know, that are the manipulators of the currency within the economy?
Well, there's only a couple of reasons for that. As I said, Uncle Joe, you know, he was the first one to tell you to keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Mm. Yes, yes.
All right. I think we have time here. Let me play this clip real fast on the Hillary Clinton Espionage Act from H.A. Goodman, which really is a journalist, folks. Here's his report.
Clinton email scandal has been reignited. All you have to do is go to Google, go to the Google, Clinton FBI emails, April 27th. There's a whole list of articles in the past several days. It's April 30th right now, but there are articles up until today. FBI confirms grand jury subpoenas used in Clinton email probe. Watchdog, federal grand jury, FBI probe. Okay. Andrew Napolitano. I love Judge Napolitano. Hillary Clinton and the FBI again. Newsweek. Can FBI Director James Comey escape the Clinton email debacle? The debacle that Hillary created. Of course, most likely Newsweek didn't address that fact. New documents reveal Clinton under grand jury investigation. Clinton email scandal revisited. It's all in the news again. Then you have not only the grand jury issue, then you have Platte River. So Platte River has been in the news as well. The Congress is going after Platte River because Reddit Stonetier deleted emails even after Congress stated to keep them, to preserve them. Just the other day, U.S. House Committee Chairman asked Justice Department to prosecute Platte River Network CEO. It's not just one person. It wouldn't be just the prosecution of one person. It would be all the people involved, not only in Platte River, could be also potentially, maybe, possibly, Dado. She used two cloud servers. So you have two cloud servers. To my amazing subscribers below, first off, if you're progressive, you should be all on top of this, because this is what's going to get Trump defeated. Not the Trump-Russia ridiculous narrative. Nope, there's no evidence. And the NSA is only moderately confident. When you dismantle the Democratic Party politically, and it starts with indictments for Hillary Clinton, who did commit Espionage Act indictments, I mean, crimes under the Espionage Act, then you can go ahead and nominate somebody who can actually defeat Trump, namely Bernie Sanders, Tulsi Gabbard, Nina.
Okay, well, you see where his political allegiances are there, Ron, but
yeah.
The important part of this story is, yeah, it is true. There is a grand jury impaneled, and they're going to start subpoenaing, and it looks like old piano leg lesbian Hillary is going to have to show up and give some testimony so she can lie again. All right, let's take top of the hour break. We'll be back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.